This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny denounced a Moscow court hearing Tuesday on whether he should be sent to prison for years, calling it a vain attempt by the Kremlin to scare millions of Russians into submission. The 44-year-old Navalny, an anti-corruption investigator who is the most prominent critic of President Vladimir Putin, was arrested January 17th upon returning from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. He told the courtroom, "I'm fighting as much as I can and will keep doing it, even though I am now in the hands of people who love to put chemical weapons everywhere, and no one would give 3 kopecks for my life. Nevertheless, even now from my place, I say that I will be fighting you. I call on everyone not to be afraid of you and to do everything so that it is the law and that rules instead of people dressed in mantles." Russian authorities did not charge claims by tests by several European laboratories that they had no proof he was poisoned. Speaking from a glass cage in the courtroom, Navalny attributed his arrest to Putin's fear and hatred, saying the Russian leader will go down to history as a poisoner. Pakistan began its COVID-19 vaccine drive today, with frontline healthcare workers slated to receive the inoculations in the first phase. Prime Minister Imran Khan attended a nationally televised launch event where a doctor was given the first shot of Chinese Sinopharm coronavirus vaccine. Beijing has donated 500,000 doses of the vaccine to Islamabad to help the South Asian neighbor deal with the health crisis. The shot arrived in Pakistan on Monday. This is VOA News. China on Tuesday called for international action conducive to Myanmar stability instead of intensifying conflicts and complicating the situation after President Joe Biden threatened sanctions on Myanmar's military government that arrested the country's civilian leaders in a coup. Mr. Biden assailed the country's army for the coup, calling it a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. The coup in Myanmar, also known as Burma, has been roundly condemned internationally. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is blasting newly elected Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, calling the far-right Georgia Republicans' embrace of conspiracy theories and, quote, loony lies for the Republican Party. The statement on Monday comes as House Democrats are mounting efforts to formally rebuke Greene, who had a history of making racist remarks from conspiracy theories and endorsing violence directed at Democrats. Democrats have said they will strip Greene of her committee and assignment to House Republican leadership refuses to. Greene said Democrats will regret the move if Republicans regain the majority after the 2022 elections.
The president has said this is a national emergency and we are treating it as such. We're bringing the full force of the federal government to partner with state leaders in this effort.
That is the voice of the COVID-19 response coordinator, Jeffrey Zients, as he held a virtual press briefing on the federal government's pandemic response. He had one overarching request from Congress.
We are giving Americans the facts they need, and we're working to ensure our response is fair and equitable. We are doing all we can, but it is critical that Congress does its part as well. We need Congress to quickly pass the American Rescue Plan to give us the funding we need to continue.
As to that funding, Armagani has more from Associated Press.
President Biden is standing his ground after meeting with Republican senators amid an impasse over a coronavirus aid package. The president hosted 9 GOP senators in the Oval Office late yesterday, hearing their pitch for a relief bill far smaller than the $1.9 trillion version he wants. The White House says while they agreed on some things, the president told the lawmakers he is not willing to settle for an insufficient package and will not delay aid in hopes of gaining GOP support. Top Democrats are pushing ahead with plans to approve his proposal with or without votes from Republicans, who argue that would go against the president's unity pledge. The GOP proposal strips out Democratic priorities and offers less in direct aid to American households.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA.